Prologue, One Life to Live. It happened when I was 18 years old. My family was vacationing at Cannon Beach, Oregon, a beautiful little town on the coast. We went there every summer. This was going to be my last time taking that family trip before I left home. My younger sister, Laurie, and I were wading in the ocean and riding the waves. On this beach, the ocean slopes out very gradually, so you have to go way out to be even waist deep, where you can hardly see people on the shore. It was a windy day, which made for great waves. The swells were 8 to 10 feet tall. I caught a massive wave. When the wave passed, I could barely touch my toe to the ground. Suddenly, I felt a strong rip current. I immediately backed up toward the shore until I was on solid ground and out of the riptide. I looked for my sister and noticed with alarm that she was being pulled out into the ocean. I yelled at her, "Laurie, swim back in!" She was getting further and further away, and I could tell she was tired. She wasn't a strong swimmer. I knew she was in trouble, and my blood ran chill. I kept jumping up and down and shouting at her. I looked back at the shore and saw that my father had seen us and was running for help. But I knew he'd never make it back in time to save her. I had a choice in that moment. Jump in and take a huge risk to save my sister, or watch her drown and regret it for the rest of my life. There was no way that I was going to live with that. I jumped in and swam toward her as fast as I could. When I got to her, she was so tired that she was starting to go under. I used my Boy Scouts training to grab a hold of her properly and start carrying her back toward shore. But I wasn't strong enough to do anything other than keep our heads above water, and even that was an extreme struggle. We were both exhausted. I was struck with the terrifying realization, this is it. We're both going to die. I felt so helpless. I was overcome with regret for all the things I hadn't done, experienced, and accomplished. I had not lived my purpose for being born. I started screaming prayers to God as if they could rise above the noise of the ocean. I desperately wanted to be heard. To this day, I know with all my heart that it was a miracle. A huge wave came right in that moment and swept us toward the shore until we could stand up. My sister was so tired that I had to carry her out of the water. My mom was bawling and cried, "You saved your sister's life." I responded, "I didn't save anyone's life. We were saved." In that moment, I vowed I would never take my life for granted. I vowed to live my life to the fullest. That experience has given me the strength to face some of my most painful limiting beliefs. It has given me the courage to push through the darkness of my worst trials. It has propelled me to do everything I can to live a fulfilling life and to make the greatest difference I can in the short time I have. I love my life. I love my life. I have been so blessed. I want with all my heart for you to feel the same way about your life. I don't believe it's an accident that you're reading this book. In some vast, incomprehensible scheme, for some great and unfathomable purpose, you and I have been drawn together. We have been searching for each other, and now we have been found. We have shared a lot of time together as you've read this book. I'm so honored to play a role in your life, as you have in mine. You have one life to live. You've got one shot to make it as breathtaking and awe-inspiring as possible. I ask you, in the words of the poet Mary Oliver, tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? My burning hope is that you will choose to cast off the shackles of limiting beliefs and unleash your infinite potential in service to the world. This is about much more than your personal happiness. The world needs you. The world needs your gifts and your light. The world needs you to become your best self.